This podcast is brought to you by Kefir Her. Whether you're feeling the effects of menopause or your menstrual cycle, discover what's key for you in less than 5 minutes with tailored supplement recommendations, information and insights on kefirher.com.
Hi, I'm Renee.
And I'm Donna. Welcome to the Key for Her podcast.
In this series, we aim to educate and open up honest conversations with both medical professionals and real-life women.
We want to shine a light on those topics that sometimes go unspoken about and help empower women to know what is key for their health and well-being. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Key for Her podcast. Today we talk with Jessie Bennett, founder of Monthlies.ie. Monthlies is Ireland's newest period subscription box. Whilst they offer pre-made boxes of eco-friendly period products, they are also delighted to give you the ability to personalise your subscription box each month. You're very welcome to the Key for Her podcast, Jessie. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
So tell us all about what led you on this journey to create an eco-friendly period subscription company.
Yeah, so it's a long journey. It started back in 2020. I was actually making a TikTok video for Missy.ie, shout out there, they're an online teen magazine.
Okay.
And I was making the TikTok and I was kind of pulling things from my own stash of period products because it was supposed to be like a period emergency kit, like things you can keep on you if you're in school or, you know, in work and something happens, you need to like just have products on you. And I was kind of like, wouldn't it be great if you could just kind of even walk into a store and be able to like pick the products that you use for your period, you know what I mean? So I kind of went with the idea from there, and as I got researching more period products, things like that, that's when I started to realize, oh, they're maybe not the most eco-friendly of products to be using. And kind of all of that research led me to be like, okay, so we could go eco-friendly and also have this ability where you can pick the products that suit you and your flow and your cycle.
Okay, that makes total sense. So if you go and you buy, if you're a pad girl or you're a tampon person, you kind of tend to go and buy a pack. How many is in a pack?
So average of maybe 10 to 12 in a pack. And my thing was as well that, especially when I was kind of in college, I was living in student accommodation. I was at home. I was going to my boyfriend's. I was staying at friends. I was in my car and I was leaving all these kind of pads and things around. And then I was buying packs and packs and not realizing that it's actually quite wasteful. It's a waste of money. And then it's wasteful for me to like leave them somewhere and they're going to get damaged. I'm not going to be able to use them. Have to throw them out. You know, that kind of way.
If you're less than a full pack or more than a full pack, you're having to buy two.
Yeah.
Or you have a lot left over. I suppose you could use those the next month, but it's just inconvenient.
Yeah, it's like if you're like me, you're leaving them everywhere, you know, like in a coat pocket or a bag. And then 6 months later, you're using that coat again. You're like, oh, I forgot this was in here. Yeah. So it's kind of that kind of idea of maybe even being aware of the products that you're using and kind of, you know, I think you become more aware of your period in that kind of sense as well. If you're like, oh, I know that I use 10 pads and 6 tampons, you know, that kind of way. Yeah. So it's a bit.
You kind of have to plan in advance, but for most people, and myself included, you only think about it the day of, and it's a nightmare when it comes and then you're not ready and you don't have enough there, or you've run out last month, or so that kind of brings us on to the way that you've set your business up, which is that it's conveniently delivered to you every month. Is that right?
So you can subscribe on a 4 or 8 week basis, kind of based on your cycle, because obviously some people have shorter cycles, some people have longer cycles, or you can bulk order and get delivered every 2 months. And then you're kind of,
if you're really organized.
If you're really organized and ahead of yourself, and you can kind of maybe cut down on shipping and things like that, if that's something that you're concerned about. So and it's just kind of, it's delivered straight to your door every single month. You don't have to think about it. Like my friend, I told her about my business like maybe like 6 months in advance of launching it or whatnot, and she was like, when are you going to launch? Because I keep forgetting that my period's coming and I really need to sign up for
that.
This
is a huge problem, I'd say.
So it is, and a big,
especially for younger people, it can be a bit embarrassing going in and actually
purchasing pads and tampons. Have you heard that or have that feedback? And
yeah, well, from kind of having younger people in my life and then obviously being a younger person when I got my period, you know, it was this kind of thing of there is such a stigma and
you
things
think there still
that.
Is now. Yeah,
I personally do, yes, and that's kind of what monthlies I try to do with the social media is like talk about it and, you know, get people to talk about their periods because it's like it's not a big deal at the end of the day. Like
we're
know.
The mad Irish ones on TikTok talking about periods all day long.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been talked about. But I'm like, you're a lot younger than me. Like, what age are you?
26.
26. Yeah. Fair play to starting your own business at 26. I don't know what I was doing at 26. Not starting a business, trying to help the world. But so it's I'm shocked that even your younger generation are there's so much stigma still, even with everything that's been done. So it's really important what we're doing right now, talking openly about these things.
Yeah, definitely. I think there is kind of this stigma and the shame, this whole thing of, you know, shoving your pad or your tampon up your sleeve to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And then I think even I kind of read an article the other day and it was like, you shouldn't assume that other people are ashamed, but I think it's something that we do. So it's like, I'm not going to mention it because, oh, you know, that person might not want to talk about periods or they mightn't, you know, even when you're younger going into school, you know, it was like, oh, well, don't talk about it now because, you know, someone else, they might not have their period or their parents might not have given them, you know, the talk. And it's like, but that's not really my problem. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of that kind of stigma and shame is put on you at quite a young age, depending on when you start your period, I suppose. And it's kind of travels with you all through life.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of something that you have to really work to break down. And like, that's what kind of the two of us are doing, I suppose. Yeah. Trying to anyway. But yeah, I think it is very still much like a very stigmatized thing, which is kind of sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
But we are helping to change that. And I think that women are becoming more open and they are realizing that there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's completely natural.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have so much more options, more better options than we did 20 years ago. Like this, like what you're doing with all this, all your eco-friendly products. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about traditional products versus what you're offering now. So in terms of pads or tampons, why would you switch to eco?
Yeah, so the average kind of pad that you're finding on the shelves in most supermarkets and things like that are actually 90% plastic. So, you know, you're throwing that out, it's going into landfill, it's not breaking down for hundreds of thousands of years. Tampons contain about 6% plastic in the actual tampon itself, and then, of course, the applicator.
Right, yeah.
So there's just a lot of plastic, a lot of microplastics that aren't kind of going anywhere. So with monthly's products, we've kind of replaced where we can. Any plastic elements are actually bioplastic, so it's made from natural materials, so it'll break down much quicker.
Okay.
And then with our applicators, they're actually cardboard instead of plastic.
It's
so
really
that they're
clever.
Recyclable, or if they do end up in landfill, they're gonna break down much quicker than
that's
a plastic
amazing
one. Yeah,
so because you have to think, how many tampons would you use in a lifetime yourself? And then multiply that by half the world.
Yeah,
that's quite a lot of plastic.
It's a lot of plastic,
so
there,
we gotta do our bit.
In
terms of pads,
is
there, I think it's like 90% plastic.
Yeah. So
in the traditional ones,
it's
insane.
Kind of, it's really kind of wild to think about because
and everyone,
you know,
was going mad about straws, you know. So we really, this is important.
Yeah, and then they contain like all the gels and things like that, you know, that absorb kind of, you know, your flow and whatnot. So it's very, there's an excess.
Like sprayed with stuff as well, like so that they don't go moldy.
And things like having like scent, like perfume put into them and stuff.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's a bit
It's
crazy.
The most absorbent part of your body. You should definitely not put perfume up there.
Perfume in it, yeah.
No, that's crazy.
Yes. Yeah,
so. And for a long time, the large corporations didn't have to disclose the
ingredients. They still don't in Europe. In
still
Europe, there's no regulation on period products, so they're not treated as medical devices. They are in the USA, and our products actually have FDA approval the US. So yeah, so they're not treated as medical devices in Europe. There is kind of more and more legislation and things coming in for them, but at the moment they're not treated as a medical device. You know, you would think kind of tampons maybe would be, especially.
Definitely it's inserted into the body, so you would think.
But regulation is quite lax, like there's nothing
which is mad.
Yeah, it really, when I started really like researching it, because you don't really realize, you know, like I was the type of person I got period. Mom gave me a pad. That's kind of just what I did up until I started to learn like all of the plastic, all of the toxins, all of this, that and the other that goes into it. So it's kind God. Of, you don't really think about
You've
it.
You've been like, on a serious road of research to help years us all. Worth. We talked with Dr. Caoimhe Hartley last week, and we talked about women being included in medical research. And mm-hmm. it's only really, you know, we've only really got included in the last kind of 15, 20 years. Yeah. And before that, it was just all drugs and everything were tested on guys. So, like, I think now having all of these advancements, both mm-hmm. in research and then, you know, they are looking into these things now. Has there been any research lately on it, or do you think it's still early days of?
Not that I've come across. Mm. I know there is kind of a big drive behind things like women's health, you know, for issues that are kind of related to periods with PCOS yes. and endometriosis and things like that. But that's still kind of, it's almost like it's a fight that
a
people
fight
have to
get to
have.
Information yeah. and studies about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's very underfunded. It's yeah. not. It's nothing, you know,
but it is happening.
Are,
so yeah, that's it is positive. Happening.
So that's good.
So you did your own little experiment with just to see what it would like. So just yeah. tell me about the experiment, because we chatted about it earlier.
Yeah. So I did kind of similar when I started out with monthlies, because obviously I got a few samples from a few different manufacturers and kind of was just testing them out myself. Like, I'm only one person, so it was kind of like it was a long process.
One woman show.
Yeah. And
fair
then
play.
Me and my mom in the kitchen, like dipping yeah. tampons into water.
All the best ideas come from the kitchen table. Ours yeah. came from there as well.
Seeing what happens. And then recently I was like, I'm just gonna go into the supermarket and buy, you know, some brands
yeah.
that you might know.
We won't talk about yeah. anything in particular, but.
And went home and just put them in water and put them next to one of my tampons, like the monthly tampons, just to see. And like the more it went into the water, and like it suddenly started to expand, and the bottom of it was like popping out, and
wow.
all of these little bits of, you know, debris were coming off of it. And I was kind of looking at the monthlies one, I was like, oh, thank God it's not doing that. It was like no.
Good quality control
yeah,
there.
When
yeah.
you compare it, it's like, okay, I did know when I checked before ordering all of the stock, but it was like when you actually see it beside.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's kind of like, whoa. And then like just kind of giving the glass a little swirl, and all of this kind of, you know, cotton or plastic is just rising up in it, and like looking at my one and going, okay, it's not doing that, that's great, just to compare mm-hmm. and contrast, because you can do all your kind of testing with your own products or with, you know, samples, but then when you actually put it next to something that's kind of a well-known brand, shall mm-hmm. we say, it's kind of shocking to see, like, oh my gosh, there
brilliant
is, yeah,
there's a TikTok for you, you have to put that up. Yeah, have you done that
I
yet?
Have the footage yet.
Do you? Oh my God, that has to yeah. go up, like I'd love to see that myself.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
So what sort of certification does the manufacturers have, and,
yeah.
you know, the difference between, you know, the normal traditional stuff and what you're offering?
Yeah, so they're manufactured in Europe, so that's good. So it's cutting down on kind of, you know, transport and things like that. And they are actually manufactured in a facility that uses renewable energy. So there's
oh,
a sustainability
wow.
element to it as well. And the manufacturer is GOTS certified. So that's the Global Organization for Textile Standards, which basically means that from the people who are growing the cotton that's used all the way up to the people who are manufacturing it, you know, processing it, they're treated fairly and paid fairly.
Brilliant.
So that was really important to me as
Very
well.
Very good.
Yeah. So that was really good. And
were they helpful to you as a young person
oh,
in
gotcha.
Business?
Yeah.
And did you feel that you got treated fairly? And
yeah, definitely. Like I probably pestered them, like, you know, there was like constant emails, because like I would literally wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, oh, I have a question, and like record it into my phone yeah. and be like, I need to remember to send that now in the morning. So yeah, I think I annoyed them almost into kind of answering all these
well,
questions.
That's brilliant. I think you have to be a bit like that when you're trying to get on, you
yeah.
know, get something up and running, especially at a young age as well, you know. And
yeah.
You know, you'd have to start with low quantities as well, and
yeah.
they'd probably be used to dealing with bigger quantities. So like, just, you're going to inspire so many people listening to this. So, so I suppose it's I'm just curious to see, did you come up against any challenges when you had the idea and you validated that, you know, it was needed
yeah.
and then to take that next step then?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the manufacturer that I went with is kind of, I went with them because obviously I found their products to be the best, but also they were just really kind of, you know, they were friendly. They answered all the questions that I had with, you know, all the times that I had, they were really nice, you know, phone calls, things like that, they were fine with me kind of, you know, popping up these random questions like, can I just be double check, triple check? And some of the manufacturers weren't so much. I kind of felt kind of like, oh well, you're not going to be putting in a massive order, so you know, kind of go away.
Sounds like you found the right partner. Anyway,
they're really lovely, and hope to continue on that relationship.
So in terms of your customer, have you noticed any frequency in the types of orders that come through? What are people ordering? Because as we know, no cycle is the same. So having the ability to choose what you need is really appealing, I would think, to a lot of people. So tell us a bit more about that.
Definitely the own your flow feature is the most used. That's what I kind of used to like build a box.
Hashtag own your flow.
So I didn't want to have it as like build a box or something like that. I was like, no, we'll go own your flow. That's kind of, it's kind of, you know, it's a bit fun. So that's definitely the most popular one, which I was really kind of, I was kind of surprised at, because I thought people might just stick with the traditional, but I was like, no, I really want to push this, like, and be like, you know, you can take control. So it's really exciting to see people actually using the feature. And then some people kind of, they order one thing 1 month, and then because you can edit it, so they might be like, oh, I'll actually add on a few more pads, or I don't need as many tampons. So it's really interesting that you can kind of take that control, and that people are doing that, you know, because you can put an idea out there, but it doesn't really mean that people are gonna, you know, grasp it. But it's really good that they have been.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So most people throw a packet of pads or tampons into their basket when they're doing their shopping. But the availability for eco-friendly products is quite hard to find. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, I would agree with that. It's kind of, you kind of have to find maybe a health food store, and then even then it might be, you know, you might be hard pressed to find the thing that you're after. It might only be, they only stock, you know, like a light range or a heavy range. There's not like a great range in the store, which I don't think is not the store's fault. It's just kind of the supply and demand, I suppose, of it. And yeah, they can be hard to access, and then sometimes they're priced a lot higher.
Do you find
I found that kind of, when because I was writing articles and all about kind of like sustainable periods, that's kind of where this was triggered from, like I said, with Missy.ie. And it was I was kind of going in, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna make the switch. And then I kind of realized, I was like, oh, I'm buying maybe like, you know, I think it was 9 pads were like a fiver and stuff like that. And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if that's kind of feasible for me at the moment. But then, so that's what I've kind of to do with monthlies, is like you can kind of spend what you want to spend. So even if you're only for half your cycle, maybe switching to organic, you know, it's little changes that are kind of really helpful.
You've bypassed retail, you're going straight to consumer. Was there a reason for that?
I just think it would work better with the own your flow feature. Like, it would be kind of cool to have like maybe like a pick and mix stall in a store eventually, like, and have like, you know,
a great
idea. Yeah, like a little, like, nobody take that.
We'll edit that out.
So just going straight to the consumer, you have more control. It's kind of direct. It's, you know, cut out the middleman, as Vigrani used to say. But yeah.
Yeah, because as a small business, you end up giving so much margin to the retailers.
Yeah.
And you could be spending that money on creating, I suppose, better products and giving a better service if you're going direct. Was that your approach?
Cutting the cost for the person at the other end, like, is kind of very important. And obviously the more the business grows, the more stock I can buy, the more that can kind of decrease and things like that. So
order your subscription box so that Jessie can order more units, and then her cost per unit goes down. I've had difficulty. Renee, the other co-founder of Key for Her, told me all about eco-friendly, more sustainable, more natural period products years ago. She was like one of the first people to ever tell me that this was the way to go. She was reading all about plastics and potential toxins that are in these products, and we don't know how they affect us. And again, that area is the most absorbent in the body, so it's kind of makes perfect sense to switch to something that's a better option now. But she told me about this a long time ago, and I switched, but it was impossible to find anything. And like you said, the only place to get them was in the health food store, and it just wasn't convenient, and the price was really high. So it's amazing to hear now that you're able to, you know, go direct to consumer, communicate through TikTok and your other social channels, and let her know, and anyone who is menstruating know that there is better, more natural options out there,
yeah.
and that they can get them delivered straight to their door, and it kind of bypasses any shame or any yeah. kind of embarrassment that they might feel, which again we absolutely are helping to help against any yeah. taboo, any shame around having a period is perfectly normal. Mm-hmm. And you talk a lot about people who menstruated, and yeah. it's not just women, so do yeah. you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so I think that's just a bit of an effort to be inclusive, yes. as inclusive as possible. And I know there's a lot of debate kind of around, you know, people kind of go, oh, well, that's kind of erasing women from the narrative. And then it's like, well, women are people too. You know, I've had people comment on TikTok and be like, women aren't people. And I'm like, sorry, what? Yes, we are. At the end of the day, when okay. you break everybody down, you know, regardless of gender, sexuality, race, you are a person. So yes. it just doesn't make any sense that you would say women aren't people.
Yes.
Yeah, I just try to be a bit more inclusive in that kind of way. And I've had people send me messages and comments like, I really like the gender neutral packaging, or, you know, thanks so much for using people. This really helped with my gender dysphoria. You know, and it's like when people say that positive kind of resonates with you a lot more than the negative, oh, women aren't people.
Exactly.
It just doesn't That's make any sense.
This podcast is brought to you by our very own brand, Key for Her. Whether you're feeling the effects of menopause or your menstrual cycle, discover what's key for you in less than 5 minutes with tailored supplement recommendations, information and insights on keyforher.com.
Please have 20% off on us by using the promo code KEYPODCAST in all capitals.
It's amazing kind of to see how you've progressed up the line, I suppose, to where we are now.
And yeah, then there is you can get menstrual cups, yeah. you can get even pants now, yeah, that are absorbent pants. Yeah. But I think most people who menstruate like to use either a tampon or pad. That's what they're used to.
Yeah, that's kind of what my angle was as well, because I think people are, you know, the more traditional aspect of, you know, period products. There are menstrual cups, there are period pants, which are all great to use. You can kind of use them in line with pads and tampons as well, I find. My friend sometimes says, you know, she wears a menstrual cup or uses a menstrual cup, but she might wear a pad with it as well, just in case, you know, any spillages and things like that. Using maybe period pants at night time, using pads or tampons during the day. So I think there's a way that you can mix and match to try and be as sustainable as possible. But my messaging has always been that it's whatever works for you. I would never want to push anything on somebody. If you're not comfortable with that, or it's an accessibility issue, then use what suits you. You know, at the end of the day, it's kind of your decision.
Very good. In terms of absorbency, mm-hmm. how do you find your products compared to traditional products?
I find that they work quite well. It did take a bit of getting used to. I remember when I kind of switched to organic first, because there is so many layers of plastic and gels in the more kind of traditional ones. You're kind of, you know, you're going to the bathroom and you're like, oh, there's hardly any blood there, mm-hmm. I'm hardly bleeding, blah blah blah. And then when you switch to organic, the blood, because it's cotton, it's only cotton, so it's cotton absorbing it, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Yeah. Has my period completely changed? But it's kind of more of a case of you can see it.
It's more visible.
Yeah.
Because you're not, which is a good thing.
Yeah, you don't have all these harsh chemicals and things absorbing as you go, and I think that kind of messes with your head a bit as well, because you don't actually know what your flow is. Like I said, my friend who uses the menstrual cup, she was like, until I started using menstrual cup, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, we talked about this in another podcast, actually, trying to see what is normal and what's normal in terms of flow.
Yeah.
And how to measure that. And actually, I've heard as well, the menstrual cup is yeah. very handy to figure out in and around. Yeah. You're not going to be there with your measuring cup and yeah. whatever, but just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
Because we have been told that if you're bleeding excessively through the products, mm-hmm. you know, if you're bleeding through them at night, you might want to talk to your doctor.
Yeah.
Because that is classed as excessive bleeding. But it's good to have more visibility that it's, you like you said, less of these gels and
yeah. You kind of get to know your flow and know yourself, you know, because it can be kind of I was really put off. I was like, am I dying? What's going on here? Why is there so much blood? There hasn't been before. But then I actually started to realize, oh, that's because there's no nasty chemicals or gels absorbing everything. It's just cotton, and it's perfectly fine. But then again, you know, for someone else, you might have to kind of mix it up. But yeah, I found them perfectly fine.
So someone trying monthlies for the first time, mm-hmm. what would you suggest that they try first? Would they, I suppose they know themselves if they prefer tampons or pads, yeah. or would you, what would you be your recommendation for a first time person coming onto your site? And yeah, this is a whole new thing than yeah. going into the shop. And
yeah, I think the good thing is that you can kind of mix and match the products. So if you subscribe to something, you're not committed to that like for the rest of your life. You can go in, you can press edit, and you can just, you know, pick and choose which one best suits
each month.
Yeah, so you can go, okay, I ordered all light pads because I thought I had a light flow. Turns out that was the gels lying to me. And it was, you know, I had to maybe a bit heavier, or, you know, the organic cotton isn't maybe as absorbent as I'm used to. So yeah. maybe I'll get some more light pads, or maybe I'll try the more medium to heavier flow pads. So you have that control and you can chop and change it as you want to. So I Brilliant. Think that's kind of the best element to it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you're currently fulfilling subscription orders in Ireland and Northern Ireland, is that yep, right?
That's correct.
Very good. And any particular areas are your biggest customers so far?
Wexford probably, because
yeah. you're spreading the word down in Wexford. Yeah, so. And I'm a Wicklow girl, so we'll spread the word in Wicklow for yeah, you as
get
well.
Get the southeast done.
So you recently mentioned in the 30s under 30 list. That yeah. is so impressive.
That's always been a dream of mine. I said to my mom, I was like, I didn't care what it was for, as long as I'm on some kind of 30 under 30 list.
So did you frame it and put it in your office
Yeah, I have it all, like, I have it in my room ready to go. I was in IKEA the other day looking for a frame, and I was like, I can't find anyone that fits properly, so I'll have to do that. I'll give it to my mom. Like, you have
that's
it
an amazing achievement. Yeah, I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, I was fantastic. Like, oh, that's me. And I was in Tesco taking pictures of it, and people were like looking at me, and I was like, it's me.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
So tell us, how did you get mentioned in the 30 under 30 list?
Yes. Yeah, so I opened my LinkedIn and I had a message from a journalist, Emmett, and he was like, oh, I'd love to include you. Can you send me some more details and things like that, and send me like some pictures of yourself? I have like a little Dropbox of pictures of myself, which sounds like so weird to say now, but it's like, oh gosh, because people ask you and you're yeah. like, here's pictures of my face.
You're very organized.
So you have to be. But yeah, so that was kind of the case, and I just told him like a little bit about the business and things like that, and he was like, oh yeah, it's going to be out on this day, so I send it to everybody I know.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
So how long are you launched now?
We launched in March, the 9th of March, my mum's birthday, because I was like, I have to be able to remember my business
pretty much
birthday
in around the same time as Key as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wow. We were all birthing our ideas around the same time, obviously. Yeah. Over COVID, like yeah. bashing away at the keyboards and phone calls,
yeah,
and
the research, and it's like, oh. But yeah, no, so March, it was supposed to be November 2021. Then I was like, oh, it's too near to Christmas. People yeah. won't be paying attention. They'll be all doing their Christmas shopping or whatnot. Mm. And I was like, January. And then I was like, no, because my boxes aren't coming on time. And so I was like, okay, March.
Nothing ever goes to
It was just kind of
anyway
like, I'm launching
starting.
Now, so that's it.
Yeah, we were the same. We kind of pushed it out a bit as well. Yeah. We had a bit of a failure to launch at the beginning. And then we chugged there eventually. By March, we were sort of ready to go. Yeah. But yeah, we're very similar in our businesses that yep. we have a subscription, and it's a really, really a convenient way for people to get their products every month. And
Definitely.
Like we talked about earlier, you're yep. cutting out the middleman
yeah.
and you're making better product at sometimes a better price as
yeah.
well. When someone goes on and they purchase the monthly pack,
yep.
what sort of price does it work out at for them?
Well, it depends on kind of what they choose. So
yeah,
like,
and their flow.
Yeah. So some people I've had message me and they're like, oh, I bought like quite a bit because I was just like, you know, I'll reduce on the shipping and I'll just do every 2 months. So it kind of works out that kind of way. So it's going to be more expensive if you're using it for like, obviously there's 2 months worth. So it really does depend on what your needs are. I think the prices start at like $4.70. So it's in and around that kind of market, depending on what you use, and there's free shipping as well. So
very good. And are you getting support from Enterprise Ireland, local enterprise board, or anything like that?
Yeah, the local enterprise board have been quite good, and Microfinance Ireland and things like that. So
very good.
Yeah,
that's great to hear that you've been supported by them.
Yeah, definitely. I did the like start your own business course and everything like that, so it's been really good.
Brilliant. So Jessie, how can people find you and where do they go?
Yeah, so monthlies.ie and at monthlies.ie on all social media. And if you head onto our website, you'll see that we have a give back with every pack policy. So
Fantastic.
We've actually partnered with a charity, the Hygiene Bank, that help alleviate hygiene poverty in communities across Ireland. So obviously we're going to be working with them on the period poverty aspect, but they do help, you know, with a lot of hygiene poverty, cleaning products, personal hygiene products and things like that.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's a key exclusive because it's not been announced yet. But
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, Jessie, so what are your three key tips for anybody who wants to look at more eco-friendly period products?
Yeah, so I think tracking your cycle is a very important aspect. I used to not track my cycle for ages because I was just on the pill, and then you just, you know, you have your pill packet, you know your period's going to come at the end of the month, blah, blah, blah. So know your flow kind of and track your cycle so that you can obviously order your monthly subscription and get your period products to suit your cycle. And switch to organic, I suppose, to get, you know, a more healthy period and be kinder to the environment when it comes to your period.
Fantastic.
Number three, it then is to kind of always have a period product on you for, you know, emergencies and things like that, or to help someone out in an emergency. If you're in a bathroom, you know, we've all been there, someone asking for a tampon and things like that. So I think that's an important aspect of being someone who menstruates.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jessie, and for joining us today on the Key for Her podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Key for Her podcast. We'd be so grateful if you could hit subscribe, rate and share this podcast with your friends.
For tips, tricks and hacks on all things perimenopause, menopause, periods, menstrual cycles and skin health, follow us at Key for Her on TikTok and Instagram.
Check out our website keyforher.com for more information.
Hi, this is Jessie. Delighted to be on the Key for Her podcast. If you want to head over to monthlies.ie, the discount code MONTH25 will give you 25% off your first order.